Yesterday on All Things Considered, we made a mistake.
President Trump was in Lima, Ohio today.
You heard that right. That was me mispronouncing Lima, Ohio. I am so sorry. My sincere apologies to all of you fine Buckeyes out there listening, but it did get me thinking about other places around the U.S. that are not pronounced the way they are in the old country.
We do get a mispronunciation, and it's always, we always know that they're not from around here, if they call it Berlin.
That somewhat weary voice is Sue Tremblay in the city of Berlin, New Hampshire.
And in the when it's really cold, they say Berlin.
All right, Tripoli. It's the capital of Libya. But in Iowa, they say Tripola. Rochelle Keithy works at the Tripola Public Library. She says locals are understanding when people get it wrong.
The native Tripolians, they just take it in stride. Because the way it's spelled, it looks like it would be Tripoli, doesn't it?
American University linguist Amelia Tsang has an explanation for how these names evolved. Phonological adaptation.
Which is just the idea that words borrowed into another language over time adapt to the sound system of that language.
Yeah, as more and more people in a city or town start to speak a different language from when it was settled or named, the old pronunciation fades away.
Or in some cases, Tsang says, the old world way of saying it never arrived in the first place.
There's also examples where the name has always been pronounced in that particular United States context with an English pronunciation because the name was just picked by the people who lived there because they liked the name. They weren't originally speakers of the language that the name came from.
We're not sure if that is what happened in Prague, Oklahoma, hometown of my grandfather, but Gerald Johnson, the funeral director at Parks Brothers Funeral Service, has a theory on how Prague became Prague.
It was settled during the Landrun times and everybody's getting a fresh start, so they didn't want to forget their roots, but at the same time, I had a chance to reset and start something new.
Well, no matter how Prague got its Oklahoma twist, rest assured that we will never call Lima, that we will never call Lima, Lima again. Even though I just did.